I've never been waxed in my life.
I haven't either. What the hell? That sounds like awful, because then you have to let it grow back between things. Ooh. So that like defeats the purpose.
I mean,
what the hell is everyone doing?
If they could wax me through my jean shorts, I'd be okay.
Yeah, you're never nude. I forgot about that.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany, your introverted, socially awkward book nerd who may also be a Victorian murderous BFF.
And I'm Kathleen, your vixen in the kitchen, Parisian wannabe, unsuspectingly outdoorsy sex mistress BFF.
So every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. And this week, Kathleen, what are you talking about?
I'm chatting about seven small ways to potentially save $700 a week.
Which is amazing.
Wow.
And I'm really excited. So last week, Kathleen, you talked about what to do in like a dating profile to like get people to want to sleep with you. So I am really excited because piggybacking off of that, I created a bot and I've
I've
kicked out some awesome dating profiles.
I know you're a genius, but are you a secret genius genius?
No, it's super easy if you Google how to make a bot, and I input like top Zusk dating profiles. Like they said, these are the perfect ones. And I input them all into a bot and I spit out some dating profile like bios.
My mind is blown.
And I'm really excited. Some of them got like, I'd made three and one of them is like really sad. That bot is having a bad day. It's really funny. So I'm excited about that.
Did you make a dating profile for Daria? Because I imagine her dating profile just being really depressing.
No, but I made one for someone famous.
Oh,
I just read over the weekend that Kim Kardashian's makeup artist uses Vaseline on her face.
That makes sense.
For like a glow.
Oh.
You know, like to make it glow.
I thought it was so her tears could slip off more easily.
More easily. what's going on, Kathleen?
I just want to share a little piece of wisdom. I got a birthday card from a taste bud, Antonia. We love Antonia.
Oh, she's great.
She's a graphic designer. So the birthday card says, wearing red lipstick is like wearing sexy panties on your face. I like that.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Wait, speaking of panties, I have here my note card of what to talk about today.
It's panties on
lace underwear ripping. So oh. I have a bunch of underwear from this very famous lace underwear company that
Victoria's Secret
rhymes with spanky kanky.
Hanky panky.
Shh, Bethany.
I didn't know that was a company.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And I love their stuff, but it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, right.
So I wanted to ask you if you've ever been in a situation where you had to wear a thong and nothing was clean except the lace thong with the big rip in the front.
Yes, there's no way to wear underwear that's that like lacy where you don't put a finger right through it when you're
right
pulling them up.
I know.
It's awful. Yeah, no, I have. And there's nothing sexy if you're like, there's nothing sexy about just like a gaping... Like along the side strap, there's just a big gaping hole in it.
I mean, if I died or got seriously injured in an accident in the ambulance, people in the ambulance had to rip off my clothing, they would be like, what the hell?
Do you think they would drive a little more slowly because they didn't value your life as much?
Probably. They'd be like, what is this bush?
Oh, God.
Sticking out of this hole. Why do you turn your face and look away in disgust? I have body hair. I'm a woman.
I know. I am still uncomfortable. I can't talk about it.
I'm a human being.
I know you
and
are.
And we have hair in those places for a reason.
I still want to talk about it.
And it is still technically sort of the winter. My summer crotch is not debuted.
I don't like any of these words. I hate that C word.
Crotch is not that bad. It's like lots of things have crotches.
I don't like it at all.
What state is the crotch of the map of the United States?
I don't know. What's
like
next
Texas,
to Florida?
Texas, Alabama, Louisiana.
Let's change the subject. Have you seen the movie Vox Lux?
No, I haven't.
I saw it on the plane yesterday, except for the last 10 minutes. I haven't seen the last 10 minutes. By the way, Kitchen Studio NYC, they are doing apparently some chainsawing outside today. And I tried to sign out saying like, this is podcasting time, but my neighbors don't care. Yeah. So you're going to hear chainsaw every once in a while.
Light landscaping.
Yeah.
Not on my crotch though. Not yet. Not until April 15th.
So Vox Lux is this crazy movie. So
not until after tax day.
Okay.
Sorry. You'll have to take another flight to watch the last 10 minutes.
I know. it's such a strange, this is going to hell. The chainsaw over here, you keep saying the C word. I'm at sixes and sevens. My mind cannot focus.
At least I can say see you next Tuesday.
Oh, I hate that. That's the worst
C word.
Yeah,
I don't like that word either.
So Vox Lux is that movie with Natalie Portman where she basically plays like a Lady Gaga character. Okay. And she just like goes crazy in the movie. She just lets herself go completely crazy. And it's so interesting. It's so stylistic. And like at the very beginning, all of the credits run. So it looks like the end of the movie. Like I actually had to tap the screen to see if I had accidentally fast forwarded to the end. It's just all of these crazy choices are being made. It's bananas. And I haven't, like I said, I have 10 minutes left, so I don't know. A lot doesn't seem to happen, but it's really interesting.
So it definitely was like a independent film type deal.
It feels like one.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like hipsters, this is the way they get dressed too. Like real hipsters.
What
not
you
just
mean?
Like people who are like semi-hip, like deep in the crotch of Brooklyn hipsters.
Could you not?
They just
that
get
was
dressed.
On purpose.
They just get dressed and they're like, what would look really ugly together?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like filmmakers are the same thing. Like, what, I'm really going to shake things up.
Yeah.
Let me put the credits at the beginning.
It shook things up. But it was a tone. It set a tone. And I really liked it. It's so strange. It's narrated by Willem Dafoe, who like...
No.
has just like... Because of course it is. And Natalie Portman isn't in it until like the second half of... It's just so odd. It's really strange.
Vox Lux.
Vox Lux.
Can you spell that for me?
V-O-X-L-U-X.
Mm.
So it's bananas. I really liked it a lot. I recommend it.
I started watching this show, speaking of sitting in front of the television, because that's basically my life.
Yeah.
Catastrophe. Have you heard of this?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my Fire Stick. Oh my goodness.
It's Rob Delaney, right? And I don't remember the British woman's name.
So funny. So funny.
So what's the premise?
The premise is that this American guy goes to London, bangs the hell out of this British woman that he has a lot of chemistry with.
Yeah.
And they must have had sex like 65 times in like the span of 4 days. He goes home to America and she calls him up a few weeks later and she's like, so I'm pregnant. And he's like, hang on, I'm coming.
And the crazy thing, and this got a lot of attention, because what season are they in now? Third, fourth?
I think they're in their fourth season, fourth or fifth.
So when this first came out, the show was getting a lot of praise because it wasn't a show about she got pregnant and he didn't want the baby. And so she's like the shrew and he's like, I'm too cool to have a kid and I don't want responsibility. It was like two adults dealing with the situation.
Yeah. And they ended up falling in love. It's a very cute story. I'm enjoying it. It's like 30 minute episodes, easy to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much good TV out there right now. I was in LA over the weekend for a couple of different things, but I got lucky enough to sit in at a table read.
Ooh.
Which is when, you know, a show is about to be shot.
Yeah.
They sit around the table. They all read the script together.
Can you tell us any of the celebrities?
I can't. Like there's so little I can say except... The show is so funny and it hasn't been picked up. They're shooting the first episode, so it might never happen.
Yeah.
But I hope it does because it is so funny. And I only say this not to be an asshole and be like, I can't tell you anything, but just to say like, even of all the amazing TV that there is that makes it, there's so much amazing TV that doesn't make it. And it's crazy then when shows or movies come out that are just like tired remakes of something that's already happened.
Every show out there.
Because there are so many people out there who are so talented and so funny.
Like, why did Roswell need another making?
I know.
Come on.
I just am like, there's so many good things out there. So I hope that this happens. I'll let you guys know if it does and I'll let you know what it was and what to look for.
What does a table read look like? Like, is it just a giant table? Is it very glamorous? Like,
no.
Is there mood lighting?
No.
Do they throw scarves over the lamps?
No, this was just...
Is there wine?
No, there's bottles of water. This one was just, we rented out a conference room
in... I'm disappointed.
Like this club.
I really thought it was sexy.
Mm-mm. Everyone came and sat down and drank coffee and had water. And then the script is in front of everyone. Pre-highlighted, like, so everyone's like, you know where to sit, and then you just go through and you read the script, and then everyone laughs really hard at the jokes because it's like good energy. You want the energy,
yeah,
to be high.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The writer's there, you want the writer to feel good, like producers are there, costumers there, like looking at everyone's bodies, you know. But it's sort of the first day of school for something like that.
Man, I miss the first day of school.
I don't.
What?
Are you someone who liked school?
I didn't like school, but I loved the first day of school.
Why?
You get to spill the tea with your friends. Who's back? Who's the new hot boy? Did anybody glow up? You get to pick your first day of school outfit. You get to start with a fresh slate. Like, I wasn't a really good student.
Yeah.
In fact, I was a downright awful student.
Which surprises me because you're very smart.
Yeah. I just like not, I always wanted to like be off painting or making things.
Yeah.
History and math and science are not my thing.
School was not your narrative.
But I love the idea of getting to impress a teacher who didn't already have an awful opinion of me from the year before.
And like, your brother is older than you, right?
Yeah, he's 1 year younger.
Oh, so you didn't even have the sibling who came ahead of you who already like made the decision.
No, and poor Bert, my brother, had to deal
Hot
with
Bert.
Hot
Bert
had to deal with my impression that I had left on the teachers.
So that's good to know. I've always wondered what people liked about the first day of school because I was always just a mess of anxiety. I had usually
a bag of nerves.
I usually had just like been a bag of nerves the day before and the day before that, and like everyone seemed so excited to see each other, and I legitimately didn't understand it and was so confused.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Never understood. The only time I liked it was my junior year of high school.
Okay.
Because I was like, I was wearing this pink sweater. Mm. I liked how I looked. I was feeling cute. I saw Heidi. I was like, hey, Heidi. Because I hadn't seen her all summer.
Yeah.
Because I'd been avoiding her because she was kind of, she had some boundary issues.
She was like a crazy.
And she was a little bit strange. She liked to take money from you and steal your food.
She a close talker?
A little close talker. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, I didn't see her all summer on purpose. But then I was like, Heidi, oh my God, so good to see you. And that was fun. I felt like a grown up. Good. Well, yeah. So yeah, that's what happened. See Vox Lux. Watch Catastrophe. And
don't wear lace panties with a big hole in the front.
Put your thumb right through them.
Like maybe think about grooming your crotch.
Could we not?
In case you die.
That was on purpose.
The doctors
won't resuscitate you because they hate your body hair. Which is shameful.
Let's talk about Robinhood, one of my favorite apps.
Ba-ba-da-da!
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free.
While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level.
The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike.
View easy-to-understand charts and market data, and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular.
And with Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving listeners of an acquired taste a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at taste.robinhood.com. Again, that's taste.robinhood.com. Okay. Kathleen, last week we were talking to our listener, Maisie, about her best friend. And by the way, Maisie emailed us back and she was so appreciative of the advice. She said she sort of already knew that she probably needed to take a step away from her best friend and that he was using her a little bit as like, you know, back burner girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But you had said that Maisie needed to get out there and do some online dating and like get out and make some time for other people.
She needs to make a profile.
Yes. And it's really hard to make good dating profiles. So I went on Zoosk and they were like giving all these awesome tips on how to have an awesome profile, and they gave examples of the best ones.
Okay.
So I just copy and pasted all of those profiles, put it into a bot, and then the bot, it's like a predictive text bot, and so then it just spits back out the ideal dating profile based on what you've shoved in there. Does that make sense?
I was expecting like a little tiny robot to be rolling around here.
No, it's not nearly as exciting.
Damn you, Bethany, you're ruining my dreams.
There was one time too, and I think I'm still going to do it, I made a predictive text bot for our podcast. So it just, I put you and me into it, all of the things we've said.
Is this what it sounded like? Top hat. I love my cat. Top hat.
It was like really similar.
Let's have some coffee. Top hat.
I just apologized a lot.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. You're the worst. Okay. So anyway, so this is dating profile number one. This is what the bot came up with. Okay. Ready? Okay. I love catching my toes right when it comes to meet up. The best kind of art is if you can quote Neil Gaiman. keep up with me on a road bike and show me something interesting to say. I love to try fun and lingering over newspapers and cultures. My weekends with activities can keep my mind about energy. Love my friends, but definitely have some leftover clothes come for a whole big day. My favorite podcast is An Acquired Taste.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Feel free to use that one.
I will. Yeah.
Okay. This one came out kind of sad. Same information.
Okay.
This is what's so weird about bots. Same information. Nothing changed. Number two.
This is how the machines process information. Uh-huh.
You can also eat. You can also eat. You can keep up with me. Oh. If your heart can start love, I love you. Oh. I missed love. My life cannot be optimistic, someone. Oh, love and laugh and always have something to create into trouble. Oh. My favorite podcast is An Acquired Taste. Okay.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
I know.
That's the saddest robot
it's
I've ever
so
heard.
Sad. It was really uncomfortable.
Would you match with somebody who had that profile?
No. I don't know, maybe.
But you know what? You're not a fixer. Some people like to rescue people.
Oh, yes. See, no. I have no time for that.
And so if somebody was a rescuer, they would see a profile like that and be like, I'll help you find love because it's going to be me.
Those are the people who love Jordan Catalano in My So-Called Life.
Yes.
Jared Leto because he was wounded.
Yes.
I'm like, I need to fix him. I think we all go through that phase.
Yes, I definitely went through that phase.
Did Neil need fixing?
No, Neil did not need fixing other than his fashion, which was awful. Awful. By the way, I've seen your boyfriend in some of your Insta stories. And
yeah.
Damn, that guy has it going on. Like, I like his Puma sneakers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got great Puma sneakers.
Yeah.
He wears leather coats and he wears jean jackets. And
He always looks so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oof. Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, he's
pretty cool. Cool Hand Dennis.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, what's the third profile?
Okay, third dating profile. Feel free to copy and paste and use for yourself.
Yeah.
My job and my friends, I love hard. I love heavy metal music and cheesecake. You can also eat. I probably change my mind about goals they want to achieve, maybe sometimes. You can also eat. You could just be the love of my weekends, but I like you. And my lingering love of energy can keep up and keep me on your heart. My favorite podcast is An Acquired Taste. And then, okay.
So if you had to pick one of those three to make your own, which one would you pick?
I think mine would be the first one.
It would?
Because I do love to try fun and I love to linger over newspapers and culture.
And share road bikes.
Yeah. What about you?
I would pick the third one because I like the sentence where it says, I like heavy metal music and cheesecake.
And I also believe that you love your job and your friends hard.
Yes, I love them hard.
Okay, so lastly.
I like other hard things too.
Like that dick.
That dick.
So then you know me and you know I had to do this.
Okay.
I made a dating profile for Zach Baggins.
Stop.
Host of Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel.
He's the biggest D-bag alive.
I know, so it was really easy.
Sorry, Zach, if you're listening to this.
I took a bunch of dialogue from his show and I input it into the bot along with the dating profiles. And this is what it came up with and I'm so damn pleased.
By the way, Ghost Adventures was a TV choice for you flying this weekend. What airline did you fly?
Delta. Vox Lux and Ghost Adventures.
One of the producers behind Ghost Adventures is definitely paying Delta to put that on their TV show.
Yes, that show is awful. I love it so much. Okay, this is Zach Baggins' bot.
Okay.
Dating profile. I want this atmosphere to be haunting. You want to punch me and my friends. I love heavy work and making sinister amounts of coffee. I never believed in ghosts until I came face to face with one of the most highly active paranormal locations where we will spend an entire night being locked down from dusk until dawn, beating a little faster. You want to know more stories of me? You're in the best kind of art. Exorcism. Let me see you open a door for me. This place is haunted. Whoa. When you and I love someone in you, our reputation is always much about me. Extreme, bro. I know she was influenced by a demon of the most highly active paranormal locations where we will spend an entire night being locked down from dusk until dawn. If this is the portal to hell, you can definitely message me. My favorite podcast is An Acquired Taste.
Sinister amounts of coffee.
Uh-huh. All right. Lastly.
Man, where can I find this bot? I want to start using it for like all sorts of stuff.
It's amazing.
Marriage advice. I want to plug marriage advice into this bot.
Botnik.org. I've made a dating profile, Mad Lib.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Okay.
But Bethany, you just handed me a really nice notebook. And when I have a nice notebook, I don't write in it. I just collect them.
Oh, okay.
So I can't write in this notebook. You're gonna it's too have, nice.
But I've used it.
It's too nice. Does that make sense? Like when the notebook is too nice, like, I don't want it to be over. So I never write in it in the first place.
You can write like here, write on.
Give me some scrap paper.
All right. You gentle listener at home, grab a piece of papyrus and a writing utensil. I'm going to say what you need. Tell me what it is. Okay.
Okay.
So I can write it down too. Okay. First of all, you're going to need a verb.
Okay.
An action word. So what verb would you like to use?
Okay. Sexing.
Sexing. Second, you're going to need a mythical creature.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Okay. Please list three things you love.
The D. Not getting pregnant.
Not getting pregnant.
And Doritos.
Okay. And Doritos. All right. A word that starts with S.
Sulfur.
Give me a strong emotion.
Forlorn.
Give me a difficult activity ending in ING.
Walking.
Walking.
Sometimes it's just so hard.
It is hard.
I know.
It's really hard.
I know. Uneven sidewalks. It's dangerous out there.
Okay. Something you do with your mouth ending in ING.
Mm. Bethany, are you talking dirty to me?
I was saying anything. It could be anything.
Blowing.
Verb, an action word ending in ING. Running, jumping, fighting, kicking, horning.
Twirling.
Twirling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Same emotion as number five, which is forlorn. Give me a number.
11.
11. Give me a plural noun. So a person, place, or thing ending in S.
Parisians.
Parisians. Give me a body part.
Clitoris. I hope there are not children listening to this. Should I change the body part?
That's not a bad word. No, clitoris is not a bad word.
Okay.
Plural noun. Person, place, or thing that ends in S.
Alex Trebek.
Okay. Give me another plural noun.
Nuns.
Nuns. Mm-hmm. Are they on the runs? Give me an emotion.
Jovial.
Jovial. And then give me the name of a famous person. Can be living or dead.
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat. Okay. So, Kathleen.
Yes.
This is your dating profile.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to start dating.
All right. Live, laugh, sexting. I'm an untamed Drew Barrymore who loves the D, not getting pregnant, and Doritos. My favorite movie is The Big Sulfur. And I am forlorn about Adam Sandler films.
Mm.
A perfect date for me is walking in the mountains, blowing strong coffee, or just twirling on the couch. Mm. But not watching an Adam Sandler film, you know how I feel forlorn about those. I don't have many flaws, only 11. Mm. My biggest flaw is that I collect too many Parisians and I'm obsessed with my clitoris.
No, shit.
But if you can become obsessed with my clitoris too, then we're all set. If you want to get on my good side, show up to our first date with a handful of Alex Trebek's and a box of nuns, and I'll be so jovial. Until then, shoot me a message telling me about your favorite Grumpy Cat movie and why. That is your dating profile. Wait,
can you read the first line again?
Yes. Live, laugh, sexting.
Oh, I'm gonna make that on a sign. I'm gonna sell it to Home Goods. Live, laugh, sexting. Are there any home decor makers out there? You can have it. Just send me one.
So we can post this on our Twitter, right?
Yes,
we'll
absolutely.
Post it. We want to see what yours looks like. Your dating profile.
Oh my goodness.
Use
that's
it.
So good. Can I tell you this hilarious thing my friend Pam did with? She matched with this guy in Bumble over the weekend. And everything that he said to her, she said back to him backwards.
Like she just took the words and put them in reverse order?
Yes, exactly.
How did that go over?
He didn't understand what was happening.
Then he's not smart.
If you're on a dating app, you have to understand that to some point, there's going to be like a little bit of silly banter back and forth. Like,
yes.
Bethany, you matched with that guy who was a dolphin trainer.
Yes. I said, help, my dolphin's being an asshole and I don't know what to do. And he unmatched.
He unmatched you. Come on, dude. If you're a dolphin trainer, understand that there's got to be a sort of sense of humor about it. And this guy, yeah. he didn't even say, like, is your phone broken? Like, are you okay? Like, is your vision all right?
Nothing.
He just unmatched her.
That's because he was too, because he just didn't want to deal.
I said she dodged a bullet because if he couldn't figure out that she was just saying everything to him backwards,
yes.
then that's not someone who's very smart.
Yeah, he's not very smart.
He's not. He's like,
he should like recognize.
Kind of dumb and like also doesn't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So she really doesn't want to be with him in the
no,
long run. But like,
still,
come on,
that could have gone on for fun, like
come
for a
on.
Long time.
Sometimes Pam gives my husband her phone so he can talk to the people.
Fun. How does that go?
Once it was an electrician, this guy, and he went, "It's electric, boogie woogie woogie woo."
Neil did that?
Yeah. And the guy unmatched her.
No kidding.
Come on.
No kidding.
You, if you were an electrician, would you unmatch somebody who said that to you?
Yes.
It's funny.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is... It's, I think it's funny.
Yeah, but you don't work for the electric company.
Like, if you had podcaster on uh-huh. your Bumble profile,
yeah.
wouldn't it be funny if someone was like, tap, tap, is the microphone on?
No.
Tap, tap, tap.
It's like when people are like, oh, you have a face for radio. It's not funny because we hear it. I heard it. You a million times.
Okay. How many times does somebody match with that guy and say, it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woo.
I think it does it. I think it's not as funny because he can't see the little dance you're doing when you do it. Because you sit up straighter and you like do this little shimmy.
Yeah, I shake my butt.
It's very funny because physical comedy is so important to dating and that just is lost in the online dating community.
There was a line that was, I think it was on Reddit. Somebody was like, this is the best line ever. And they put it up there. When you match with somebody, you're like, hey, I'm going to Whole Foods. Can I get you anything?
That's so nice.
That's a good opener, right? Or maybe that was from Master of None.
Okay.
It might have also been from Master of
That's
None.
A really good opening line.
Or maybe from Reddit. I'm not sure.
What are the all kind of yeah. same thing?
What would be your opening line?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
That's a good opening line.
No, it's not. Listen to the dead silence that you had after that.
Because I was confused for a second because I thought maybe you were like we weren't recording the podcast anymore
no.
and you were just telling me you were in pain with your hands
no,
or something.
No, it's like, you know, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I think it would be like, unmatch me if you don't drink your coffee black.
Wait, that's a lot of
no,
wait,
I would
that's
probably,
double negatives.
I would,
unmatch me if you, wait, unmatch me if you don't.
Wait, no, okay, edit.
No, don't edit that.
Stop.
No.
Take this out.
Keep.
Don't show
keep.
The people that I'm stupid.
Keep.
Unmatch me right now unless you drink your coffee black.
There
if you drink
go.
It black, we're dating. Pick me up tomorrow.
There's a lot to go over there. But I like where you're going.
I'm a complicated person.
Yeah.
It's not easy to date me, so
yeah.
I would show my hand.
That's true. That's good.
Yeah.
And if they were like willing to wade through that, then it shows yeah. their keeper.
Or want to see my unicorn panties.
Yep.
Or footsie pajamas.
Yep. Or I'm obsessed with my clitoris. If you are obsessed with my clitoris too.
I like heavy metal and cheesecake.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know how your dating profiles go. If you have a good one that's like served you really well,
yeah.
send us what it says. We want
to
know.
When I went to Hawaii with my girlfriends last year, they were all single at the time. Mm-hmm. So they were all on their dating profiles when yeah. we were in Oahu. So I made one. I was like, I feel left out. I made a dating profile and I yeah. put my picture as a piece of pizza.
Did that go through?
Yeah, it went through. Let me tell you, so many matches.
People love pizza.
People love pizza.
I tried to make one on Bumble as a goat, and they said it was they couldn't detect a human face, and they wouldn't let me do it. I was gonna just like bat to everyone, and see how people I matched with, but no, they wouldn't let me do it. I was very disappointed.
People were really looking for late night stacks. They really wanted to meet up with me.
My favorite Bumble profile back when I was on it was just a dude who had done the Snapchat filter of the dog.
Oh my goodness!
And it was
goodness.
Just him frowning at the camera as a dog, and it just said across it, "God is dead." Have it on my phone somewhere.
Oh, there was one that went viral a couple months ago where the guy made a PowerPoint presentation and that was all of his photos and it was all reasons on why you should date him.
That's amazing.
That's so clever.
I really want to do a party where it's like a big conference of all and everyone does a PowerPoint presentation on something they're really good at or passionate about.
I would do that.
I would do mine on Nicolas Cage. What would you do yours on?
Mine would probably be on cheese.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn
mm-hmm.
about aged cheese.
What's the most misunderstood thing about cheese, in your opinion?
Which cheeses have lactose and which cheeses don't?
Some don't.
You're lactose intolerant. You want to go with a harder cheese.
I love a harder cheese. I'd like a Parmesan.
A harder everything really just works out better.
Yeah. I would agree with that. like, nope.
I've been around. Did you just gulp? Because there's something in your throat.
I've been around you for too long.
Oh, by the way, Bethany, that Mad Lib that you just made up.
Yes.
I'm going to turn it into a really pretty PDF so our taste buds can print it out and bring it to dinner with their friends this weekend.
I would love that.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, cool. Thank you,
Group
Kathleen.
Activity.
Whoop, whoop.
So I have my period right now.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It means
I'm a lady.
You're a lady.
Without a baby.
Yeah, that's what that means.
My friend Dan was coming over this weekend and I had my Lola tampons out and I was like, should I put these away?
No.
I want the world to know, even Dan, that I'm using Lola tampons.
Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. And unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about because the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of the ingredients.
That's crazy to me.
So most of them don't. They don't want you to know that they have dyes in them. They have synthetic chemicals or fragrances or dyes or synthetics.
Get that away from my crotch.
Synthetic. We don't say that word.
Lola offers pads, liners, and both BPA-free plastic applicators or environmentally friendly non-applicator tampons.
Plus, Lola now offers cleansing wipes that are safe for use anywhere on the body. They're gynecologist approved. They're hypoallergenic. And I want to be approved by my gynecologist. I hate it when she judges me.
You know, sometimes I use those cleansing wipes on my underarms. You know, take away that little stink.
Got to. And do good with your purchase. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States. There's a bunch of different things you can do. You can choose either or a combo of their organic cotton tampons, pads, or liners and wipes. You can build a box of 18 tampons or 12 pads. You can mix light, regular, super. You can mix thin, ultra thin, or night pads, day pads. You can mix and match.
You know, I just thought that this would be a great gift to give somebody.
Yes.
I mean, you have to ask them like a couple of personal questions. So it's like more for your BFF and not so much for your mother-in-law.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And also great, like if you have, I don't know, a house and a bathroom and like people are always coming over, order a box that's like mix and match so that you kind of have something for everybody who's a guest in your house.
Absolutely.
And the cool thing about them too, you can decide how many boxes you'd like deliver to your door and you can select your shipment frequency too.
So for 40% off of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter the code TASTE when you subscribe. That's T-A-S-T-E. 40% off of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter TASTE when you subscribe. Okay, Bethany.
What?
Do you need to save money?
Yeah, we all do.
You're not a secret millionaire.
No, gosh, I wish. Did you win the Powerball? It was Wisconsin, wasn't it?
I'm so happy that somebody from your home state won.
I wonder if it's anyone in my family.
I'm really displeased that it wasn't me.
Do we know who it was? Did we learn their name?
I don't think so.
Because I wonder if they're my relative.
I mean, they're technically almost billionaires now. It's Corey.
Powerball winner 2019. Hold on. I'm genuinely curious if I know their name.
Maybe it was your cat because he just perked up.
Hi, baby.
Baby, you've never been to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. They haven't come forward yet. Oh, God. I need to figure it out. I hope it's like my cousin. Okay.
So this is from apartmenttherapy.com.
I love them.
Yeah. One of my favorite websites. I visit it every day. 7 small ways to potentially save $700 in a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
So the average American spends $164 a day.
What?
Blah, 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 blah.
What are you buying?
I mean, I've spent $164 today.
I mean, I've done it before. What did you buy today?
I went to ModCloth.
Yes, fair.
And then I paid some parking tickets.
How many?
3. Parking tickets. Listen.
You're why parking tickets don't work, because you don't learn is your problem.
No,
your problem is you don't learn.
For all the times that I park illegally, I get far less parking tickets than I technically should. So it's like, it's a gamble.
Versus like buying a parking
spot.
I'm
a gambling lady.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I get into it.
That's crazy to me. No. $164 a day.
A day.
The average American.
Are these things that takes into account like your rent?
Yes, it does. Okay. The bulk of that money goes towards housing, transportation, and food.
That's an insane amount of money to be spending every day.
Obviously in this country, people are living above their means. I still think that $164 is kind of high.
I think it just depends like if your rent, for example, my rent is insane. So my number is actually probably much higher, even if I don't go to like Target every day.
I don't do things like I really don't go to the spa ever.
Yeah.
I don't get my nails done. So apartment therapy says step 1, have a Chopped style pantry clean out. I mean, how many cans of stuff do you have?
Oh, yeah.
And I always forget that I have soup. I go to the grocery store and I'm like, more soup, more black beans. But I have 10,000 cans of black beans at home already.
And you can probably make something pretty good with all of the stuff you have left over.
I usually make soup and I call it kitchen sink soup.
Yep, that's good. Yeah, I don't make a soup. I make like a hot dish, like a casserole. Just throw it all in there, bake it. Mm. Whatever it is, bake it.
That makes sense because you're from the Midwest.
I am from Wisconsin.
They say rather than do a big grocery haul on a Sunday, which I tend to do,
yeah,
challenge yourself to create a meal made solely out of ingredients you have left in your refrigerator or pantry, and you'll save some extra money and save yourself the trouble of navigating the overrun supermarket. My husband and I have done this where we just don't go food shopping on Sunday, and then the rest of the week we just eat scrambled eggs and toast for dinner every night.
Do you know what's really good? This is like the trashiest thing. If you take tuna, you take ramen.
Okay.
You make the ramen.
Okay.
Don't add the spice to it yet.
Yeah.
So make the noodles and then you strain the noodles and you put the noodles and tuna.
That sounds good.
On just like a skillet.
Yeah.
And you like stir fry it and then you add the seasoning. It's delicious.
That sounds really good.
And it's a really good way because who has like too many packets of ramen and tuna in their house?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I put some cheese on top of that too.
Put some cheese on top of it. Like you can add frozen vegetables.
Yeah. A little onion, some peas.
Do whatever you want to do.
Celery.
Dirty girl.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. And it's ramen and tuna.
I mean, there are some weeks where I don't buy any groceries and I say, okay, my husband's alive. I'm alive. We haven't been eating out this week. Yeah. Like, I think I spend too much on groceries.
Yeah.
And a lot of it just gets tossed.
You're alive because you know you didn't starve to death?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's evidenced by the fact that neither of us has died of starvation. I bought too many groceries.
Apartment therapy also suggests that you make a gift that you would have purchased. I have some issues here. So they say during the holiday season, Americans spend approximately $885 on gifts. Add weddings, birthdays, and other gifting occasions throughout the year, and you're looking at a lofty chunk of change. And you know what they say, the best gifts come from the heart. And what greater expression of love is there than taking the time to DIY something for someone?
Gotcha.
I like that idea, but sometimes the things that you need to DIY, unless you already have a large arsenal of crafting things, you have to go out and buy that stuff.
That's the thing. It can often cost so much more money to get all of the supplies. The soldering iron and like the table saw. And
I bought 4 chairs on Craigslist last year that I was like, I'm going to make these. And I bought all the supplies to remake them. And I started to remake them and I didn't finish. And they're just taking up space in my apartment. So I spent $80 on the stupid freaking chairs.
Yeah.
And then all the money on the paint. And then I just ended up putting them on the curb.
Sometimes
that happens with DIY projects.
It does. Yeah. You have to be ready to finish it.
Yeah. I never finish anything.
It's tough. You have to take like a weekend and say, all right, you, me, the coffee, we're finishing this project. Yeah.
They also suggest to take a social media fast. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Dennis did this over the weekend and he got so much done. He wrote a script. Like when he normally would have been on Instagram.
For Diane Keaton.
He wrote a script. We need to. She's amazing.
I love her.
If anyone knows Diane Keaton, can you tell her to get in touch with us?
Follow her on Instagram. Her Instagram is
really
so artsy. And she's always putting her fabulous outfits on there.
I just love her.
I'm obsessed with Diane Keaton.
We just want to work with her.
The thing with social media for me is I see a blogger wearing something cute. I'm like, oh, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I bought a jumpsuit from Abercrombie over the weekend. I must think I'm 17. Actually, Abercrombie has some really cute stuff now. And they have petite sizes.
Do they?
Yes.
You're so little.
My jumpsuit is so cute. I'm telling you.
Did it spark joy?
If I went to a random high school anywhere in the United States, there'd probably be like 3 other seniors wearing the same outfit. But social media makes me buy things. And I buy stuff off of Instagram ads.
And it's awful because it ends up being bad. Like the clothing wise, a lot of times it's really bad quality. I've done it. I wasted money on the stupid jacket I don't need that's made out of like see-through half cotton.
And it comes from China. And
it comes from China.
The sizes are different there. So it doesn't even fit when it gets here.
It's terrible. You know it's not ethically made. Like it happens so often.
Studies show that avid Facebook users with especially strong online social networks are more likely to have lower credit scores and more credit card debt than those who don't use it or those who use it less. And another study found that Pinterest users spend an average of $170 per session.
Of course.
That's about 70% more than Facebook and Twitter users.
Because they're literally, it's just the easiest click through of a pretty thing.
Yeah. So not only do we need to get off social media to not feel bad about ourselves, to be more productive, to actually talk to people in IRL.
Yeah.
We need to get off social media to save our money.
Save our sanity.
I've purchased things from Twitter, from Pinterest, from Facebook, from Instagram, from everywhere.
There's a pair of shoes right now that I have been seeing on Instagram over and over and over. And it's like every time I see the ads, I lose a little bit more willpower.
Yeah.
And because they know me. It's all my favorite colors. It's all my favorite patterns. It's all my favorite like fabrics.
If it comes in rose gold,
tassels,
you've already sold it to me.
Ugh.
There's this air purifier that I really want called like Molecule with a K.
It's the sexiest air purifier there is.
And I'm like, do air purifiers really work?
I don't know. I have two.
Yeah.
But I have two cats.
Bethany, like no offense, but I don't think the air in this apartment is any fresher than the air anywhere else.
I don't know. But I don't know.
You don't know what your life would be like if you didn't have that.
Exactly. I could have the black lung because I have a black cat.
Molecule.
Molecule. What other tips are there?
Okay.
This is useful.
I didn't know you could do this. The next tip is make a call to negotiate a bill or rate down. Now, I do know that when they send it to the bill collector.
How do you know this?
No, I'm just a friend told me that you can say to the bill collector, I don't have any money. I can give you $50.
And it works?
And sometimes the bill collector is like, okay.
Because it's $50 more than they would have gotten.
Listen, I'm not financially savvy.
No kidding.
Don't take this advice, but my friend told me that this could happen. Same thing with hospital bills. If you just don't pay them and they send them to the lawyers.
But then your credit score gets dinged.
No. My friend's credit score is totally fine.
I feel like you should pay your bills.
Though it may cost you a few hours, you can save up to $50 a month by negotiating any recurring bills or including cable, wireless, newspaper, magazine subscriptions, car insurance, home security, gym memberships, credit card interest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I also think that there is at least one company, but probably more that will do it for you. They'll negotiate for you.
Interesting.
And they can help lower your bill.
I wonder what it's like to apply to that negotiating company, like expert debater.
Yeah, I know. Like during the interview, man, you better prove that you need more money because you literally are negotiating right then for more money. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get that, you literally show that you can't have that job.
I was parked here in NYC just a few weeks ago. And as I was walking out the back of my building where I work, there was a cop writing me a ticket and I ran out. I looked so frantic. I was like, sir,
stop,
please.
Yeah.
I was like, look, you haven't even finished. You haven't signed it. You haven't signed it. Please, sir, I have no money. I have no money to pay this ticket. And I had to use the bathroom and I was going to wet my pants. And so I didn't come down when the thing was up because I was in the bathroom and please, I have no money.
What did he say? He, she, they.
He looked me in the eye and just shook his head like he was disgusted with me and then ripped up the ticket and walked away. And I was like,
Victory!
And a coworker who was out there smoking a cigarette was like, damn, that was
love.
Good. Yeah.
Good for you. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Like that a lot.
All right. The next tip is commit to an only water week. Only water. Drink only water.
So that means like no alcohol, no coffee.
Yeah. A recent study revealed that Americans spend as much as $3 on coffee every day.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that. Totally.
And while that may not sound like much, that adds up to $1,100 per year.
Jeez.
The other day I spent $10 at Starbucks in the morning.
On breakfast and coffee?
I wanted one hot drink and one cold drink.
Okay.
So I got two drinks for $10.
Oh, wait, how much do people
spend? I must think I'm a millionaire. And consider this. The average vacation costs $1,145.
Oh my gosh.
So if you don't drink coffee out, you could have like a really kick-ass vacation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts me in the money part of my body brain.
Yeah, it says get yourself a coffee maker. The average person spends $11 a week on alcohol. Easy. I think I probably spend more.
I feel like in New York, that's one drink.
I mean, not even.
Without a tip.
That's like a dive bar in New York.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, cocktails in my neighborhood in Hoboken where I live, they'll run you, $12.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, on the low end.
Yeah, there's one if you go to that speakeasy down the street.
Yeah.
On $16 drinks.
Oh, the Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got a drink from the Garrett once that was just like champagne with a splash of something else. It was like $21.
And it takes them forever to make it because it's an artisanal drink. And so they're back there. I think I've said this before. It's like that scene in Love Actually where he's wrapping the gift and he's like setting things on fire and he's putting a sprig of mint in there. And he's just like, and you keep waiting for your drink. And keep in mind, if you haven't been to the Garrett, it's tiny. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like a secret speakeasy. So
it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
If you're ever in the Village, go to the Garrett. It's you have to walk through five guys and go like to a secret door.
But it takes forever because they're like planting, waiting for it to grow, and then pulling the mint that they're putting into your drink. It takes forever. Don't go there on a first date, because if you don't hit it off, it's a 2-hour awful first date.
And don't go there if you're thirsty. Like,
no.
Drink a bunch of water before you go so you're not parched.
Yeah. Don't go there expecting to drink anything.
You'll easily spend $80.
If you go there expecting to get a drink, you're going to leave thirsty and broke.
It's very cool. The hipsters love it.
I'm exhausted now talking about the
And
Garrett.
The bros love it now too.
Yeah.
Because then they can get five guys after.
Yeah, exactly. You get drunk and then you get the munchies and you go downstairs and you eat a burger and fries.
And last but not least, use cash, not credit cards.
No, this one's too scary. I can't do this one.
You can't carry cash?
No, because it's so scary because you see exactly how much money you're spending, and I don't like being hit with that reality.
Get your wallet right now.
Too scary.
How much cash do you have in your wallet?
36, which is more than I normally do because I was just traveling. $36.
Okay.
What do you have?
75.
Jeez.
95.
What
I'm rich. I've got $101.
Wait, your bills are all out of order. I don't keep my money in order.
I have
to face these.
I have no idea where that money came from. A friend must have paid me for something. I have no idea. I never have any. I usually have like $2 on
me. Did you dance last night?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that makes sense.
Mama's making.
Good job, because you got a lot
Andrew
of 20s.
Jackson's.
Mom made Andrew Jackson's.
I don't agree with this last one, because when you use cash and not credit, and listen, if you have awful spending habits, and there are people in my life I know who don't even have credit cards anymore because they just can't trust themselves.
Yeah.
But for me, I like the airline points that I get when I use my credit card.
Yes, I agree with you. But I do see how this works, because money means more when it's directly in front of you. And when you see it,
it does.
Dwindling within your very hands, you think twice about whether you need that coffee or whether you need everything at Target that you just bought. If you're like actively trying to get out of debt, I think using cash over credit
is
at
a
least
must.
For
it's
some
essential.
Things is good. I know that there are some people who will like pull cash out at the beginning of the week. They'll put some in like the groceries envelope. Then they'll put some in the fun money envelope. They'll put some in like the rent envelope. And then once the fun money envelope is empty, they can't have any more fun money.
Yeah.
That works really well.
What in your life could you cut out like right now that you really don't need?
I think impulse food buys from like not my regular grocery store.
Yeah, from the expensive grocery stores.
The ones that are closer. Like if I'm straight up buying proper groceries, then I do Instacart. But if I want groceries, like one thing that I don't want to fully Instacart, I'll just go down the street to the expensive place and pay literally twice as much.
My big thing is Amazon purchases because it goes to my husband's credit card, so I never have to pay the bill.
Insane.
And sometimes
how are you still married?
Sometimes he's like, please for the love of God, stop buying things on Amazon, because we're not gonna have a place to live
that's
anymore.
That's insane. How has he not left
but
you?
Bethany, this weekend I absolutely needed 32 ounces of organic freshly grated ginger juice for $18.
That sounds delicious.
I essentially bought plastic bottle of juice.
You bought a growler.
For $18.
You bought a growler of ginger juice.
It's really good.
On Amazon?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's from the ginger people. They make all these ginger products and I really love them.
Yeah, they're so expensive though.
The ginger juices. I mean, it's freshly grated, Bethany, and it's organic.
Yeah, don't panic. Where'd you read that article? Apartment Therapy?
Apartment Therapy.
It's a good one.
Make that money. What did they say? Make that dough. Not like a pizza dough. It's like money dough.
Who says that?
I don't know.
So Kathleen, I said this before we started recording. I think I'm going to actively get rid of my gym membership.
Yay, work out at home like me.
Yeah, because I find that I'm going less and less to my gym and I'm more and more using OpenFit, which is awesome. So OpenFit is a brand new, really simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day.
Sometimes I work out in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I work out in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Like OpenFit, it's an app on my phone. You can watch it on your computer. If you have Fire Stick, you can watch it on your TV. It's convenient, and gone are the days of paying fees because you didn't show up to spin class.
Totally.
Or boot camp or whatever.
Wherever someone's wearing a headset and yelling at you from the front of the room. So everyone's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, which is why it's personal personalized to your needs with custom tailored original content. They have awesome trainers and classes, classes like T-30, which gets you ready for a Tough Mudder or just gets you ready for, you know, being fit, even if you're not doing a Tough Mudder. There's Extend Bar if you love bar classes.
Oh, I love their Extend Bar.
There's Yoga 52, which helps you build strength and flexibility, reduce stress, and you don't even need to go to an expensive yoga studio. You just need a yoga mat in your living room.
I'm going
to
do Yoga 52 tonight.
Yes.
Because I'm going to spin class and then I'm coming home and I need to stretch.
Yes, it's great for that.
And you know what I love? Their 10-minute workout. And you know what I love? Their 10-minute workouts. They have 42 workouts that are 10 minutes or less.
And you can fit that in because there's no travel time. So it's literally 10 minutes. It's not like 10 minutes plus 30 minutes to get to the gym.
I mean, so you wake up 10 minutes earlier in the morning and you get your endorphins up before you go to work. You get a little sweat sesh in before you take a shower.
Yeah.
It'll make the rest of your day better. And that's OpenFit like changes my life this way.
So simple. And if you travel or you're going on vacation, you can access it anywhere and anytime. You can view it on your computer, your web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and your Roku.
Basically everywhere.
Yeah. OpenFit has changed the way we work out. And with our code TASTE, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code TASTE and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. When you text the word TASTE to 30 30 30. Again, text the word TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to the number 30 30 30. That's 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text TASTE to 30 30 30. Okay, really quickly, I want to read an email that we got from our listener. So a couple of episodes back, we did a bonus episode called, I think, Your Ex is Your Ex for a Reason.
Yeah.
And it was about, like, you have someone in your life, Kathleen, who's thinking of going back with an ex, and you're so against it.
I don't want this person to get back with his ex.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got this email from a listener. I don't know if she wants us to use her name, so we won't. But she says, hey, I just listened to the bonus episode this week about Kathleen not wanting a relative to get back with an ex. I almost cried listening. I dated this guy for 6 years. We broke up because he didn't know what he wanted. I wanted marriage and kids one day. He didn't. We were 24 and 25 at the time. We broke up. About 10 months later, we got back together. We'd both dated around during the breakup and realized how much we missed each other and loved each other again. He decided he wanted the whole deal, marriage and kids. Well, today, 2 years later, I'm sleeping in the guest room of our apartment because yet again, he changed his mind and we've broken up again. While we did have those sparks in the beginning of the 2 years back together, he went right back to who he was. I'm left with having to move out and start over again.
Yep.
Kathleen, I totally understand where you're coming from about wanting to save this person from this life-changing decision. I feel like I wasted another 2 years, and I hope anyone in the position of getting back with an ex really thinks about everything first. You never truly know what could happen, but I wish I had found someone that loved me the way I loved him, but now at least I have the chance. Thanks for reading. Anxiety has been hitting hard, and it's nice to listen to you guys. I hope you know how much you help others with this podcast. Just to be able to sit here and write means a lot. I wish I had a dollar for every time I yelled, "Yes, girl!" So much love, our listener. Sorry the anxiety has been hitting. That sucks. Keep working on that, whatever you have to do to take care of your brain.
If you're listening to this right now, I want you to know you're a superstar.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
You're gorgeous inside and out.
So gorgeous inside and out.
And you deserve to be somebody's number one.
Yep, exactly.
And if you're dating someone and you're not their number one, say peace out.
Peace out, Beesh, because I am off. Time to find someone else.
Because I am worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are garbage.
And if...
too harsh of a word.
Nah. If you're looking to get back with an ex, they need to prove that they've done some work. Or you need to prove that you've done some work. Whatever. But like something has to have changed. It can't just be two people miss each other and they're going to try again. It didn't work out for the first time for a reason.
I have a friend.
Good story.
I'm trying to phrase this in a way that it sounds really kind. So the friend group, we're all kind of sitting on pins and needles because we're very worried about her. She's getting back together with this guy.
Uh-oh.
Where once upon a time, she was the other woman.
And now he's single and now he wants her?
She really likes him. But I don't know.
Is he suddenly single and suddenly he wants her?
Yeah, kind of something like that. Funny how that happens. She's an adult and she can make her own decisions. And she this is not a decision she made lightly to get back together with him. But we're all kind of like, oh, Lord, what's going to happen? Listen, there are all sorts of situations out there and there is no one right way and one wrong way. I'm just saying.
Just proceed with caution. This is your heart.
Yeah.
Your heart is very, I mean, it's sensitive. It's gentle.
Speaking of your heart, can I tell you something about Trader Joe's is doing?
Yeah.
We always talk about Trader Joe's.
Like, love Trader Joe's.
My favorite place to food shop.
By the way, there was a person who wrote in who works for the company that makes that Trader Joe's lavender blueberry milk. I know.
The one that we tried in bonus episode number 14, I think.
And this isn't an ad for Trader Joe's. They just reached out and said, hey, I work for them. And I was like,
well, where can I get a bucket full? Because I want to take a bath in it.
I know.
Trader Joe's is now selling petite bouquets.
What?
How cute are they?
Baby.
I know, because sometimes you just want a little bit of flowers. You don't want to spend a lot of money on like a huge bouquet. You just want like one flower.
Yeah, because they're going to die soon anyway.
Yeah, so they're advertising it as they're adorably sized, about 5 inches shorter than their larger bouquets.
Baby.
And they're very, very, very good value at $3.99.
That's really good.
Trim the ends, place in a small vase, and you have the perfect tiny little flower arrangement.
Sometimes you don't have a big vase. You have like a tiny, like I have mason jars.
Small,
I don't
want to.
Yeah, small.
But mighty.
Little.
Smart.
Small but mighty.
I love that idea. Florists should do that. I think they would sell more bouquets. You could like pop in on your way home and get yourself something pretty to put on the table, but you're not spending $18.99 on a full bouquet.
Yeah, you're spending $3.99 on a mini bouquet.
Love TJ's.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that it's time for you to throw away all of your old sunscreen.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I did a little spring cleaning in the bathroom this weekend.
Yeah.
And I have a whole bag of sunscreens and some date back to 5 years ago.
Oh God, no. Not good.
I know. And
old.
So I looked up some facts on skin cancer because as one does when they're procrastinating.
You're such a party animal. Hey guys, I brought these facts about sunscreen.
Like a really wild weekend. Melanoma is going to go down by 20% in the year 2019, which is amazing because now they're selling all sorts of lotions that people use every day and makeup and stuff with SPF in it. But really, 5 bad sunburns. Have you ever had 5 bad sunburns in your life?
Oh yeah, when I was a kid, yes.
Your risk goes up immensely once you've had 5 bad sunburns. I know. So anyway, it needs to be 1 year old or less.
Okay.
If it's older than that, toss it. Buy new stuff. Your body's going to thank you because it stops working eventually.
And it's tough because I don't remember the last time I actually completed a full bottle of sunscreen in one summer.
Yeah.
So then it like holds over.
I know.
But then you buy new stuff and then you just have all this sunscreen.
It feels wasteful, but your skin is more important.
Yeah. And I did read that article that said that using sunscreen also like increases your risk of not getting enough vitamin D. So they're like, you don't need to wear sunscreen.
Stop.
And I'm no, I'm still going to wear it. I'm just going to like leave one part of my body untreated so that part can like soak up the vitamin D. And then like the rest of me is protected from premature aging. So like leave like my lower back
or like
nice and open.
Like your butt cheeks. Do you care if your butt cheeks get like premature wrinkling?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So like show my butt. But everything also just be like covered.
Yeah.
Covered in sunscreen.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I heard this on a podcast. I wish I remembered which one. I don't. You know the sucker Chupa Chups?
The lollipops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who designed that logo?
No.
Salvador Dali.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The painter, the absurdist artist.
Yeah, from Barcelona.
Uh-huh. Dali.
What do they call that type of painting?
Where the clocks are melting?
Yeah, come on. I know this is top tip of my tongue. I've been to Barcelona. I went to his museum. Surrealism. That's
surrealism. That's what I was, not absurdism. Surrealism. So he designed the Chupa Chups logo, like that design, which sort of makes sense.
Was he alive when Chupa Chups are like?
Yeah, I mean, he died.
Did his family pull it out from the archives?
I don't know. He died in the late 80s. So strange to think that you always think like these innovative, incredible artists were alive way before we were. But he died in the 89, I think 89.
I love his stuff.
But yeah, so I just thought that was really cool. Like a random fact. Kind of makes you want to suck on a Chupa Chup. You can follow us on social media. Kathleen, what are you?
I'm at Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on Twitter. You can also follow us, the podcast, on Twitter. We are at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Facebook.com/Acquired Taste Podcast.
If you want to email us, you can do so at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
And also we have a physical mailing address, which our listener Lauren made us the most amazing sign for Kitchen Studio NYC. Thank you. She used our P.O. Box, which is Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030. Thank you, Lauren. That was so nice of you.
And if you want to call our hotline, you can do so at 917-994-0353. Leave us a voicemail.
Mm-hmm. And we might play it at the end of the show. You're going to hear a few of those in a few minutes. Don't forget, rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars is the best. It really helps push us to the top of the iTunes ratings and helps grow our listeners. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
taste buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, ladies. This is Jen from Staten Island. I wanted to call you guys to kind of make you a little jealous, but not too much jealous. I just came from a Christmas party. Yes, today is March 29th, 2019, and I came from a Christmas party. This is Taste Bud Stephanie, and I want to shout out Taste Bud Brianne for sending me some practice tests that I need to get my license after I graduate for becoming a speech-language pathologist. Obviously, I'm such an eloquent speaker. And also shout out to Taste Bud Alicia for agreeing to read my resume and cover letter and giving me 100 awesome notes. I think that my future would suck if it wasn't for the Taste Bud. So shout out to Taste Bud Love.
Hello, it's Hannah. I just want to let you know, super important, I am watching the National Treasure Book of Secrets, and it's when they're looking for the earring. But, you know, Nicolas Cage is really looking for the piece of the puzzle in the desk.
Hey, girls. This is Lindsay, first-time caller. It's so crazy that I'm getting in. So I'm listening to your podcast now, and I heard the message that you guys were giving to Maisie, and I wanted to say I have been there, girl. I was somebody's back burner girl. He was my best friend. We used to, you know, casually sleep together. So I broke it off, disconnected, no communication. I deleted his number, unfollowed him everywhere. And then a couple months later, I met my now fiance.
This is Chris. I wanted to call today and share how your podcast made me come face to face with my own psychosis.
Hey guys, it's Haley from Vegas. Just saw that Bethany was out in Los Angeles, and I wish that I could go, but I gotta use money to move. That sucks. Why are apartments so ridiculously expensive? Like, I just need one bedroom, but everything's like $1,000+. Why? And Kathleen, love you. I wish you were out here too. I wish you guys would come out here. Bye.